Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
I'm so glad to introduce to you tonight a Christian band, and maybe this is a bit controversial, that doesn't sound like a Christian band at all. They have soul. They are from Canada. They are New World Sun. They are Joel on vocals, Josh on guitar and vocals, Rich on bass, and Mark on drums, and they are on Open House tonight. Guys, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome. When I hear your music, when I see you perform, and in fact it's from the very opening bar of the opening track on your latest album, New World Sun, there's one word that leaps out at me, and that's energy. How do you say that's evolved over the time that you guys have been together, 4 or 5 years that you've been together?
I think we've kind of always had energy. It's just a matter of capturing that energy and putting it on an album. And that's, for us, our evolution as recording artists has kind of taken that journey. From our very beginnings playing for 50 or 60 people, right up until our first opportunity to play festival main stages in front of tens of thousands of people, we've always brought energy to our live performances. We've never kind of lived in that world of smoky singer songwriter mellow. You know, it's always been a party with New World Sun, but getting it on album has been very difficult.
Yes, I love it that you started, of all places, in a martini bar. I don't think any Christian band's had such a start.
Martini bar kind of makes it sound a lot nicer than it was.
I could just picture it, and more worryingly, I can probably smell it as well.
Yeah.
Tell me how that came about, that first meeting of these four great musical minds.
Well, Rich and I, bass player, I'm Mark the drummer, we had a gig at this martini bar with a guitar player. And it was Brazilian jazz is what we did. So Rich was playing upright, I was playing drums, and the guitar player was playing a nylon string acoustic. And we had that gig on and off for a couple years. It was a regular Tuesday night thing, and it was a great night of, you know, people that loved jazz and Brazilian music. And we had quite a great following, a solid Tuesday night. And the guitar player, he left. He went to Europe for another gig, and the bar owner came up to me and he just said, you know, I want to keep this going. And I'm like, yeah, I do too, but you know, where are we going to find another guy that plays, you know, nylon string Brazilian jazz as good as he does? I said, I'm not just going to bring anybody in. So he's like, okay, well, you know, just let me know. And within a few weeks of that, Joel and I crossed paths, and I'd known Joel for, you know, 7 or 8 years prior, working on some of his original music, and then he had toured with me in Europe with another band, and I was always such a great fan of his writing and whatnot. And he actually came out and sat in with us on at this same place, and he sang an original gospel song. And as he was singing it, I totally remember it like it was yesterday. The whole place, you know, was engaged and right into it, and this bar owner's, you know, standing over to the side, and he's like pointing down. He's like, Tuesday nights, Tuesday nights. So he felt it, you know.
And
God bless him.
And interestingly, for a crowd that's maybe come there to drown their sorrows,
yeah,
it's gospel music.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So they're okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, okay. So I asked Joel, I says, you want to, you know, Rich and I have this Tuesday night gig, and you want to do it, come in, we'll do it as a trio, and we'll feature some of your original music. And I said, let's do a gospel night. Let's just call it what it is. Like, we weren't a band or anything. So, you know, Rich and Joel, you know, I made the introduction. And so maybe a few weeks later, we planned our resume this Tuesday night residency. And, you know, as a trio. And the very first night, Josh, guitar player, who was living in Montreal at the time, happened to be in town. And Joel invited him, and he said, you know, I'm just going to do this gig, and bring your guitar and come and sit in. So that very first night, Rich and I met Josh and shook hands and went, hey, nice to meet you. And then we played that set, you know, never played together ever. And we're sort of just going through Actually, I think the very first song we played was a Steely Dan cover.
Oh, actually, I like that. I like that instantly.
Yeah, it was
Do It Again.
Do It Again.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good song. You know, pretty simple song.
You didn't
we
record
all knew
it, did you?
And something we could jam on.
That's so good.
And there was instantly just a chemistry.
Yeah.
It was just like somebody struck a match. And at the end of that set, we all kind of looked at each other and went, wow, you know.
I love
it. And we did it the next week. We did this, you know, the Tuesday night, and more people came. And it was just promoted as groove, gospel, and soul. And Josh, at that time, he just said, well, I'm going to quit school. I'm going to keep this gig Tuesday going. So he left school.
What did your parents say, Josh?
Leap of faith.
Yeah, they were right.
And we kept that gig, actually, for 2 years.
Wonderful. Bet the bar owner was pleased.
It was, yeah, of course. Yeah. It was a strong night, and it was at the same time, because it was outwardly, like, we promoted it as a gospel night, and we didn't know if that would offend people or whatever, or the church might get offended. And quite oppositely, you know, our church embraced it as great outreach, so they came out and supported it. And the people that were already coming out for this Tuesday night musical experience embraced it because the musicianship was there. So it's a very unique time, and it was a period that just ignited, you know, here we are 5 years later, and on our fourth trip to Australia, like, God has just taken it and blown wind in its sails, and, you know, we could have never planned this other than divine.
It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Later that year, the Newsboys find you, and you are warming up for them. Tell us what that was very different for you, because you've moved from the kind of smoky bar thing to what you call arena chops.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, up until that point, our experience had been playing for smaller crowds,
yes,
comparatively, because just to give people a sense of the scale of what the Newsboys Go Tour looked like in America, and we were playing for crowds from anywhere to 2,000 to 8,000 people in huge arenas with massive production. And, you know, you wouldn't expect anything less from the Newsboys. I mean, these guys bring a huge production everywhere they go. And we really quickly had to learn how to translate what we do onto these big stages. So it really grew us in a short period of time into those kinds of performers that had to learn how to use a bigger stage and really engage the people sitting all the way in the back rows, or how to bring them into your circle, really. Because in a club or even a church or in a theater, everybody's kind of on top of you and everybody can watch what you're doing. But when you're playing for 5,000 people and somebody's sitting way up back in the nosebleeds, you got to make every motion and musical movement that much bigger.
Which you do. And everyone says, they are so good live. And you can see you guys on YouTube, and they're right. We could talk about this for the rest of the night here on Open House, but I just wanted to kind of tap in quickly to your musical influences. Where have you been formed from musically?
Well, with four guys who've been professional musicians since they were teenagers, you know, that list is long.
It's very much soul, though, isn't it?
Well, very much. I think that's the sort of the nucleus of all of our influences centers around soul music and R&B from the 60s and 70s. It's kind of a musical language that we all speak in common. And then we bring separate influences to that, like anything from jazz to funk and indie rock and reggae, a lot of island influences, which might surprise people, you know, four white guys from Canada. But if you know the region in which we live, you know that there is a huge community of Jamaican expatriates, along with other people from the other Caribbean islands like Grenada and Guyana and Trinidad and Barbados. A lot of people come up to Canada to work, that area of Canada especially, to work every year. And so it's kind of second nature for us to import those musical influences.
And you can hear it in your music. This is New World Sun on Open House across Australia. I'd love it if you guys played us a song or two.
Absolutely.
First of all, which one would you like to choose?
I'd like to play Rocky Road from our self-titled album, because it's one that translates really well like this.
Great stuff. Enjoy. Cool.
There's a road, it's a rocky road, lined with sticks and stones, and it's a road where the thistle grows and the freeway never goes. But even though this road is long, everybody's welcome on this rocky road. Now we're all doing the best we can. We hurt from head to toe, and we fall short of heaven's plan. We stumble as we go, but even though we've all done wrong, everybody's welcome on this rocky road. We're casting stones even though we're all sinners, pointing fingers and calling out names. But on the rocky road, there ain't no one among us without blame. So how can I, with this log in my eye, count your spots and scars? Oh, why should I even try to put you behind bars, when I need your love to carry on? We've got to help each other along this rocky road. Oh, we're casting stones even though we're all sinners, pointing fingers and calling out names. But on the rocky road, there ain't no one among us without blame. Without blame, blame. We're casting stones even though we're all sinners, pointing fingers and calling out names. But on the rocky road, there ain't no one among us without blame. On the rocky road.
You're with New World Sun on Open House across Australia. Guys, it's great to have you here with us. I want to ask you this, the way you came together and how your Christian faith has been formed and developed, and not all of you are from a Christian background, with that, how do you think you speak differently into both the Christian community and to the greater world?
Well, I mean, that's a difficult question because it's hard to classify Christians into two categories. As you know, the kind that grew up in a church background their entire lives, versus those who maybe came to know God later in life, because everybody's story is unique. And so in my case, you know, in particular, being the lyricist, you know, I did not grow up going to church. In fact, you know, I came to know God really on my face as a 21 or 20-year-old, I think, even attending some pretty spirited worship services in Toronto, right around the time when there was a kind of a real outpouring of the Spirit going on at the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship, and really God revolutionized my life in a short period of time. And so, you know, for me, that's just always been my story, is wanting to share everything that God's done in my life to everybody, regardless of whether they're a Christian or whether they're a non-Christian, whether they're somebody that grew up going to church their entire lives, or maybe is a seeker and just asking questions. You know, I tell my story the same way. And that's why my story as a musician is very similar. Before being invited to perform Christian events, quote-unquote Christian events, Christian conferences and stuff, the only venues or the opportunities I had to play live were in venues where they sold alcohol or theaters and stuff like this. And I've never really changed or watered down my message as a lyricist, because I just wanted to speak from my heart and just sing about what was important to me and what I could sing about truthfully. And that was, in my particular case, was really the transformation that God had taken me through. And so for us, you know, as a group coming together, you know, nobody in this band has asked me to change the tone of, or the boldness of the lyrics, depending on who we're performing for. And so maybe I bring that kind of, you know, it's naivete almost.
Yeah,
you know,
but authenticity as well.
Yeah, and I hope so. I hope so, because it's nothing about it is boring. I'm still discovering God in a new light every single day. I never went through that period of feeling stuck or stale in my faith, because it's just never been boring for me. Yeah. You know,
when you guys are working, as you do, spending a lot of time with each other and traveling close quarters under a lot of pressure, how do you keep that working? How do you not get sick and tired of each other?
Well, I think we have to. It's like anything is work. Your marriage requires effort, and friendship requires effort, and your faith requires effort. Everything requires effort. So while you go through ups and downs together, you also get to celebrate successes together and things like that. I think it's just we've, especially now, learned through our mistakes and our successes that we just have to put sometimes a little more effort in to hanging out and being able to appreciate our opportunities, you know, as individuals and as a group, because being away from our families and our wives puts an enormous amount of responsibility on the people who are left at home, you know, and our kids. And I just think that while we're out here, I think we've realized over the years that we have to maximize our joy doing this, because it can be quite hard and it can be tough to miss home and all those types of things. But I think if you keep your eyes on the prize, you know, like, it can make it a little easier
The joy comes out. The joy comes out of the music. The mm-hmm. joy comes out in the performance on stage. Do you do accents to relieve the tension?
Oh, what? Tell me the accents. Josh does.
No.
Tell me the accents.
No, I got a really good Canadian accent. Yeah. Pretty
let's
good,
hear
eh?
Your good. Let's hear your best hoser.
Best hoser? Oh, geez, it's really good to be here in Australia. You're loving being here, eh? And these guys are pretty lousy hockey players, but anyway.
Yeah. So that's what you do.
We tease each other all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it or fall into our Jamaican patois.
Okay, you know, cool. Yeah.
Why you mean? Why you deal? I mean, why if we have a white boy over here think he can talk like he's from Jamaica, you know? But, you know, all that stuff.
Let me ask you this. When you're up on stage, you are on fire. This is a night where it's all coming together. The audience is on fire. How does the Christian virtue of humility fit into that?
I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that it's actually at the center of that experience. For us to get to that place that you're describing only happens when you're allowing God's Spirit to fully move, because otherwise there's an enormous amount of pressure on you when you think it's all about you. And personally, when I'm on stage and if I'm not completely surrendering at that moment to the will of God, let God have control over the party, let His Spirit come, I just don't believe that I can perform to my fullest, because it's you feel self-conscious when you're up there. You start to analyze every little note and every mistake, and God knows that every single performance, you know, in our case, it's not about being perfect. I mean, I hit bum notes on the keys every song.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, of course, but that's part of it. Yeah. It's part of the abandon, and it's less important.
Yeah, right.
Rich is up here saying, I don't know what he's talking about.
Mr.
Perfection on the bass.
Yeah. It's less about perfection in that moment and more about
but that's
abandon.
That's when it's fun, yeah. And that's when the joy
And the other
comes.
Thing, too, is I think we all, you know, we've been given gifts, you know, in music from God, and And when you understand that it's a gift, because it's, I mean, everybody, so many people, especially when you travel, you realize how many people play an instrument and work really hard at it. And some people try for their lives to, you know, and then as we came together, like I explained, you know, earlier, it just happened, you know, it was divine. So resting in that really, you know, is key. It's like, it's just part of the extension of the gift that God's given you.
Just before we finish up with another song, what is it that you say you hope people get out of your music and your words? What do you want them to get?
Well, a message of hope, for one, with the lyrics. I mean, we can't possibly know who's in the crowd on any given night or who's going to listen to our music. We don't just assume that that every single person that hears our music is somebody that has a relationship with God. And on top of that, you know, any one of us, Christian or non-Christian, goes through periods of our lives where we feel like the weight of the world is really on our shoulders, and the feeling of loneliness that comes from that, we just kind of get weighed down. And we really want to just uplift people with the music. And we want to be the soundtrack to somebody's party. We want everybody to feel like we can, that together, performer and listener, we can celebrate together. And so just the joy that comes from our end of being able to play music and to feel called to play music. And on the other end, we just hope that that translates, you know, it's a communication. It's a conversation with somebody, you know.
And when you listen and when you see them, it really does. One last song. What would you like to do?
Let's play There's a Way.
Yeah, sure. There
you
go.
You say love is just a word, just four letters in a row, just a thing that people say, for they never tell you so. And you've used every excuse to let nobody in. Now this cloud you bring around has become your only friend. And everybody's saying that it's gonna go away, but it don't go. And everybody's telling you one day it's gonna change, but you don't know if it's really gonna end. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. Now what if love became a man? If the word had flesh and bone, would you recognize his face if he came to bring you home? You think you're all alone, gotta do it on your own, riding solo. Is there someone you can call when you stumble and fall? Cause you don't know if you'll be getting up again. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. Oh, don't you think your life's worth saving? Don't you know that love's amazing? Don't you wanna lay your troubles down? Lay them down. And if I thought love was just a word, I might feel the same way too. But it's so much more than that, and it's waiting here for you. There is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, there is a way, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the truth than the life and the way. There is a way. Talking about the truth and the life and the way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Truth and the life and the way. All you gotta do is call him for your truth and the life and the way. There is a way, way, yeah, yeah. Truth and the life and the way. There is a way. There is way. Truth and the life and the way. There is a way. Truth and the life and the way. There is a way back home now. Truth and the life and the way. There is a way. There is a way. The truth and the life and the way.
Heard some drumming in the end there. It sure works for me. It's a wonderful privilege to meet you guys.
Thank you.
And listen to your music. Thank you so much for joining us on Open House, Rich, Mark, Joel and Josh. And you can find out all about these fabulous musos, hear their music and their message at newworldsun.com. Guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.